Greetings of the day. I, Ashima Vij, on behalf of APS Mamun, welcome you all at our podcast, Words, Birds, with the theme Metaverse. Understanding the metaverse is complicated, especially because it doesn't exist yet. Since big tech companies like Epic Games, NVIDIA, Microsoft, Intel, and Facebook, I mean Meta, won't stop talking about it. There's an evolving lexicon to describe the next iteration of the internet. Defining the metaverse, if the contemporary internet experience is two-dimensional, meaning you browse and scroll through it on a screen, the metaverse is 3D. You'll be walking through it via connected headsets or glasses. It is unclear whether there will be one metaverse or many different separate metaverses or any metaverse at all really. But this seems to be the one constant. The metaverse is an immersive next generation version of the internet, likely rendered by virtual or augmented reality technology. The venture capitalist Matthew Boyle, who is writing on the metaverse, has influenced Mark Zuckerberg, describes the metaverse as a successor stage to the mobile internet and a platform for human leisure, labor, and existence at large. Thank you.
Greetings of the day. I, Shagun Mishra of Class 9B, is going to present this section, School Fly. Our school, APS Mamun, reopened after summer vacations on 4 July 2022 with a timing 7:50 to 2 noon. Periodic tests had started on 11 July 2022 for classes 1 to 10th. One Mahotsav was celebrated on 9 July with a beautiful assembly giving a lovely message of growing more and more trees. And also new saplings and plants were seeded by principal, ma'am and teacher, followed by student for a better future. Our school is celebrating Social Science Month, in which many activities are being held like quizzes, model making, historical events, etc. Our school is also organizing a cultural heritage club, activities like model making on cultural heritage of India, poster making and many more. Thank you.
Namaskar. Today in the book review section, we are going to review this book, The Metaverse Handbook by Ku Harrison Terry and Scott Keeney. So in the past few years, there has been a lot of hype about new digital technologies and their commercial potential. Buzzwords like NFTs and metaverse have sprung up in the reports on digital artworks, and pixelated graphics on punks have sold for millions of dollars. This has raised quite a few eyebrows, but it's undeniable that something big is happening in the tech landscape. That's why Facebook has rebranded itself as Meta and is investing billions of dollars in the virtual reality software. The Metaverse is a new digital space with huge commercial potential, and it's gathering momentum. Even if you're not part of the tech companies, it's going to provide you with opportunities just like the internet did when it entered our homes and workspaces. So let's find out what Metaverse is and what it offers. The Metaverse is a new market with mass potential. In 2020, something exciting happened. During mandatory lockdowns and stay-at-home orders, digital experiences were flourishing. And importantly, they were generating profit. The young and young at heart alike sought out escape and connection in the virtual world. For instance, Nintendo's Animal Crossing New Horizons was released in March 2020. In it, players built and upgraded houses and befriended local animals. In just 2 years, it sold 37 million copies. But it's not just games that people were buying. Combat game Fortnite has grown its user base to 350 million. In 2020 alone, these users generated $5 billion in revenue from the sale of digital accessories. That means accessories you buy for your in-game character. Fortnite has digital concerts for its users too, which have attracted over 10 million attendees. Simply speaking, Metaverse is a virtual realm made up of worlds that are created by builders. Confusingly, these worlds are also called Metaverses. But to simplify here, we'll use the term Metaverse to refer to the whole virtual universe that contains these different worlds. Some worlds use a web browser as their point of access, like Decentraland. Some use gaming consoles. You can enter Fortnite's world using the PlayStation, and some use virtual reality headsets for deeply immersive experiences. This is the direction that Mark Zuckerberg's company Meta will be using in its VR experiences, Horizon Worlds. The concept of these virtual realms is not new. In fact, author Neil Stephenson's novel Snow Crash depicted the metaverse, and it was published way back in 1992. Long before the internet had made its way into our homes. This novel coined the term metaverse and also avatar, which means the digital version of you that exists in the virtual worlds. But what's really given the metaverse its momentum is a shift in attitude toward digital assets. Digital assets refers to anything that exists in the digital world. That is files, emails, videos, etc. Essentially, it means bundle of data. Until 2021, these assets really had a defined monetary value attached to them. But all that changed in the second year of the pandemic. You might have heard about non-fungible tokens or NFTs. These little bundle of data form something tangible, a unique avatar, an artwork, a song, a trading card, even virtual furniture to kit out your virtual house. NFTs are coded in a way that they cannot be copied, making them exclusive. And in 2021, they became a must-have metaverse item. So much so that $11 billion worth of NFTs were traded in that year alone. We are currently in the metaverse 1.0, and that means technology will continue to develop. There will be versions like 2.0, 3.0, and so on. On the other hand, certain fundamentals will remain the same. One of these fundamentals is the view that every user should be able to personalize their metaverse experience, like the appearance and the wardrobe of their avatars, or the shape and style of their house. Because of this, the metaverse needs to be built with tools that work across all kinds of different platforms, as well as allowing for all the endless variations that users might want. This means users will not be forced to choose assets from the predetermined range, like when you buy something off the shelf in the physical world. Instead, they can tell their building tool what they want and it will modify its files to accommodate that, making every user's experience bespoke. So that explains how the metaverse and all its assets are created. The metaverse is based on the blockchain system. Blockchain is a way of recording information so that it's almost impossible to hack, copy, or edit. Think of it as a giant ledger that records the DNA of everything in the metaverse, from avatars and assets to commercial activities and participation in the events. Blockchain is what allows creators to develop one-off digital assets like the NFTs we mentioned. With blockchain working in the background, it is impossible to replicate the NFTs, and you can also verify their authenticity. This puts creators of digital assets in the same position as manufacturer and retailer of products in the physical world. For example, if you go to the local mall and buy a pair of shoes, you cannot take the shoe home and copy them and give everyone you know their own pair. Blockchain guards the integrity and virtual world assets in the same way. Before you can acquire any digital assets, you'll need an e-wallet. This wallet is attached to the blockchain address that holds your ID in the metaverse. Just like your physical world wallet holds your driver license. Your wallet stores all the cryptocurrency, the different types of currencies used in different metaverse, and you can use it in transactions without using any app like PayPal. Your blockchain-based wallet is all that you need. Once you have your wallet set up, you can go and shop at digital stores and showrooms. Metaverse assets fall into four main categories: avatars, which are your digital identity, accessories like clothing or wearable items, objects that color and enrich your digital world, like vehicle, artwork, furniture, and real estate. Just like in the physical world, you can buy a plot of land with the help of a metaverse mortgage broker if you need a loan, build yourself a home, workplace, or social space. All of this means that there is going to be a huge demand for designers and architects in the future, and if you are a student, you must be thinking about it. The metaverse is no longer just a place for kids and gamers. It's evolving into the market that will encompass most sectors. Both it and its user technology are still being developed, but this gives you time to learn, strategize about how you can adapt your products and yourself, and rethink your marketing campaigns so that you can position yourself at the front of the metaverse marketplace. Thanks.
Greetings of the day. I, Pooja Tak, teacher in APS Mamun, is going to talk about an article which was recently published in an international magazine, that is The Diplomat. And the title of the article is What Will China's Metaverse Look Like? Chinese companies including Alibaba and Tencent have begun launching Metaverse ventures. There has been a flurry of activity towards constructing the metaverse, with big tech companies building relevant infrastructure, hardware and software, and at least 16,000 trademark applications filed so far. Much of this activity is happening where you would expect, in Silicon Valley, but just as much of the bustle is taking place in China. Chinese players are venturing into new virtual worlds with the speed to match Silicon Valley's. Chinese companies and local governments are already scrambling to take part in aspects of the metaverse, which might prove to be an $8 trillion market. Alibaba has been dabbling in comprehensive metaverse portfolio that includes elements of cloud computing, gaming, and social network elements. ByteDance has partnered with Pico, a headset company, and Baidu cast its hat in the ring with the new virtual world called Xirang. Local Chinese governments are encouraging metaverse development. So far, Beijing has remained vague as to national metaverse plans, but the Chinese government at the local level seems game for experimentation. Municipal governments are arranging seminars to discuss metaverse development, and Shanghai has dubbed the metaverse as one of the four frontiers for exploration and incorporated it into the 14th iteration of its five-year plan. Hebei and Wuhan are also keen to get involved. Despite hints of caution and state-affiliated think tanks flagging national security risks, China's leaders also see the metaverse as an innovative technology to support. If the metaverse proves to be a revolutionary, as some expect, cities that support early growth of supercomputing centers and development clusters will almost certainly see an influx of talent and intense economic benefits for the local tech industry. Chinese consumers have already embraced daily use of building blocks of metaverse. Chinese consumers have been expressing themselves digitally through avatars since the early 2000s, when QQ Show hit the scene. Though aesthetics have evolved, they still create avatars through Zepto and Taobao Life. For most Chinese consumers, the metaverse will probably be a natural extension of digital expression and identity. Even before official metaverse apps appeared, all the ingredients for it existed, like creating avatars as a form of self-expression, socializing via digital platforms is also nothing new, with new virtual platforms jostling for supremacy. WeChat became the all-inclusive platform for business and social networking, but it's recently been challenged by a more exclusive version called Zeli, where users only have 50 social connections. Yet another app called Soul
connects users based on their interests, hobbies, and subcultures, popular with the open-minded representatives of younger generations. The cultural and regularity landscape in China's metaverse will differ from that of the Western metaverse. Beijing has been vague regarding state plans for the metaverse, but the Chinese iteration will probably differ from the Western versions in important ways. For example, Chinese consumers are already familiar with platforms that center user voices like WeSing, Himalaya FM, and other live stream platforms, while Western digital worlds focus more on visual aspects. China's user-generated audio services allow users to be anonymous, creative, and genuine, putting a more human touch on the digital social experience. The lines between advertising, socializing, education, gaming, and shopping will continue to blur. An educational metaverse cooking game might surreptitiously introduce Chinese consumers to a new soy sauce brand. For example, in advertising, China's digital worlds feature a growing KOL, key opinion leader market. Virtual influencers, some of whom are not human at all, but rather AI characters like AI, are expected to command a $52.4 billion industry by 2023. While many Western apps focus on best-in-class functionality, Chinese apps tap into consumers' desire for human connection. The Chinese metaverse will also be marked by political censorship and stricter government oversight than Western version. Cryptocurrencies and NFTs are off-limits. Chinese companies will have to proceed with caution. Western companies that want to do business in China's metaverse will have to toe the regulatory line. So this was all about metaverse. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Namaskar, I, Shekhar Sharma, along with my students Aru and Manpreet, welcome you all in the last section of our podcast, Deliberations. And today the topic of discussion is Metaverse. So my first question to Aru is, Aru, what is Metaverse?
Poet and non-fungible token, NFT artist Sasha Styles speaks of the Metaverse by looking at the world itself. The Greek prefix meta means higher, beyond, often even transcending, and the verse part comes from the word universe to indicate that the metaverse is a universe that transcends that one we currently inhabit. Yes, this is a philosophical definition. Bring it back down to earth, the metaverse is a technological infrastructure that allows for human interaction to move beyond physical and geographic barriers. In some ways, we have already been living in the metaverse. Gamers certainly have been with not only virtual reality games, digital avatars, and online communities, but even in game concerts in front line from the likes of Travis Scott. Most metaverse enthusiasts argue that the global coronavirus pandemic accelerated the use of technology, and now many of us are used to have interactions across technology, whether on Zoom work class, FaceTime with family members, or selling physical variants of Facebook Marketplace. The metaverse as people in Web3, now it will simply enhance this experience by equipping consumers with digital wallets containing their cryptocurrency money and any digital assets they own in the form of NFTs. The metaverse is an immersive, universal 3D overlay on real life, said Isla Perfetto, co-founder and CEO of Setter, a blockchain-based entertainment platform. As an alternate form of reality, we are able to navigate the virtual worlds as we would the physical. You are able to move and interact as you would in real life with the added ability to defy the physical we are bound to humans on planet Earth.
Manpreet, how to access Metaverse?
To To participate in the metaverse, you need a compatible crypto wallet. Most popular metaverse worlds and gaming platforms operate on the Ethereum blockchain, but some operate on Solana or other layer 1 blockchains. To enter a metaverse, you need to sign up for a wallet that works on whatever blockchain the world is built on. Then link it in your internet browser. Here are some popular metaverse and gaming platforms and what blockchains they operate on. Ethereum blockchain, BNB chain, Polygon, Solana blockchain.
Aru, how can we make purchases in the metaverse?
Just like online shopping, you will access digital metaverse marketplaces through the internet, but rather than connecting to your accounts via Google or Facebook sign on, you will simply connect a digital wallet such as MetaMask. To buy stuff, you will need to keep enough compatible cryptocurrency in wallets to cover the cost of the item plus applicable fees.
Manpreet, is metaverse a fun?
This depends on your definition of fun and what exactly you do in the metaverse, but many do find it fun. Something about entering a virtual world with new people to meet, novel activities to engage in, and fresh experiences to have creates opportunities for human connection, said Luca Arrigo, co-founder of Metaverse Architects, a 3D modeling and game development studio for metaverse worlds like Decentraland and The Sandbox. I believe there's a difference between my personality in my hometown and my personality outside of my country and online. You drop any preconceived notion of who you are and where you come from. We all grow up with different insecurities. I do think that when I go online, I can be more myself, Arrigo said. But just because the metaverse exists online doesn't mean it has to stay that way. Most proponents of the metaverse emphasize that virtual worlds are meant to be a supplement and enhancement of our life in real life. I have met people at conference, Arrigo said, and then we started meeting up in Decentraland. In one instance, Arrigo and a new friend went to the Metaverse Fashion Week together and shared NFT wearables for their avatars. I honestly don't think everybody would appreciate an NFT wearable. But if you are already in Web3 and you have your MetaMask and you want another NFT and you receive it as a gift, it really feels like you are giving someone something, Arrigo said. And for Arrigo, who normally wears plain white t-shirts and jeans, dressing up an avatar in the metaverse is a form of fun self-expression. I am not a really luxury brand kind of person. I don't feel like my identity is tied to real-world objects. Yeah, well, ever since I started getting into the metaverse and experimenting with wearables, I'm going nuts for the virtual fashion.